Oh, hi. Welcome home. I know what this looks like, but I can explain. I promise. No, I didn't mean to make you upset. I'm sorry. I didn't know you had a bad day. I just learned how to move things around, and I was too excited, so I made a mess. I wanted to give you a surprise, that's all. I'm sorry I made your day worse. Please don't apologize. I'm the one who should be doing all the apologizing. This mess I made, I promise I'll clean them all up, see? I'll figure out a way. Don't worry about it. I'm not good at moving things around now, but I'm sure I'll get better at it. Are you okay? You look very defeated. No, you don't look bad. It's just your eyes. Usually they're bright and full of life, but now they're flickering, like they're about to go out. Sit down with you. Yeah, sure, but I need to clean up this mess. I guess I can do it later. Okay, I'm sitting down next to you. Do you want to talk about it? Why are you laughing? Did I say something stupid? Isn't that what people say? Do you want to talk about it? I don't know why I said it. It just seemed right. Maybe that's part of my memory. I probably said that to someone when I was alive, I guess. Well, yes, a ghost wants to hear about your day and maybe make it better. Is that really that weird? But it's nice to see you smiling again. That's all I want to see at the end of the day. After that night, I felt happier. The night when you threw those books through me and bumped your head on the shelf several times. That was probably the happiest day since I became a ghost. Before that, I saw you every day. Well, that was different. I thought I knew you, and then you started talking to me like I was your friend. You asked me what to wear and what shoes to go with your outfit. Even though you don't always take my suggestions because apparently you know better. Sometimes you call me over to watch a horror movie with you and just to listen to your commentary about how stupid the characters are. Remember that Halloween you put a cheesecloth on me just to see if you can make me even the tiniest bit scary? Of course, you failed that one. All I want to say is, you made me feel so much more alive. If being alive means feeling strange and wonderful almost every day, then yeah, you make me feel alive. I don't know what they're like out there. I know they must be scary. Humans are afraid of ghosts like me, according to your movies, but I feel like they're scarier, and sometimes they can do terrible things. Some days they bring each other down. Today is one of those days for you, right? I wish I could help. Really? I'm helping? How? I just made a mess and I still haven't cleaned it up yet. Better get to it. Stay with you for a while? I don't know how that's gonna help, but if that's what you want. A hug. You know I'm not an actual physical being, right? You can't feel it. I guess you could put the cheesecloth back on me so you can at least feel the friction. Or not, since you're already on me now. I'm hugging you. I have to tell you, since you can't feel it. You can. How? That's just not possible. Okay. Oh, okay. I'll shut up.